Shut your hole!
Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I'm your host, Dan Black, a.k.a. Donsky Blackamora, a.k.a. Donnie Capri, from that time I went to Italy. A.K.A. Tanakatsu Tony, a.k.a. Donnie Wrestling. Donnie Wrestling. A.k.a. the King of Jabronis. A.k.a. the modern day goof. Raja, coming at you like Scott Bakula, baby, baby. Let's take a quantum leap. Gabba, gabba, wee.
Gabba, gabba, wee. Gabba, gabba,
gabba, gabba, gabba, gabba, wee. Yeah, yeah, the girl, she's mine. And
shock.
She's fine. What up, Jabroniacs? We are back in action for your spicy, spicy satisfaction with all of our hot, hot wrestling reaction.
I gotta tell you, you are one weird dude.
Hi, what's up? Welcome to this major week in professional wrestling. A lot to cover, a lot to say, a lot of cash-ins. We got a lot to do, so let's get right into it. In studio, to my front, as always, Nasty Newman.
How about it?
All right, he's particularly angry today.
I'm pissed.
I don't think you know. I think on his way here, he yelled at a homeless person, and I believe he just, as before we went on the air, got into a Facebook fight right before we
Twitter
started.
Battle. Twitter battle.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you're fired up.
I'm fired up. It wasn't a homeless person. It was a homeless teenager.
Okay. That counts. Anyway, so, hey, guys, remember, you can cash in and get your opinion on this show. All you got to do, you leave us a voicemail at 316-530-2429-316. 530-2429. Blow my mind. Gabba wee.
Gabba gabba wee.
Yeah, anyway, hey, everybody, I'm getting right into it. Guys, the trailer for my stand-up special, Adult Wrestling Fan, has been released. Okay, the special is available for free at www.adultwrestlingfan.com. Check it out there. Friday, January 25th, the Friday before the Royal Rumble. So that will be the official Road to Cow Mania in New York City. We'll be having two events. WrestleMania weekend in New York City. Details coming up soon. But my stand-up special, if you have not seen it, if you're not in the Patreon group, the producer group who got a preview of it, you'll be able to see it in a couple weeks, Friday, January 25th. And I think you'll dig it. Now, you can check it out right now on Patreon, patreon.com/comediansofwrestling. We have till... What's today? You have till January 15th, if you become a Jabroniac producer, you will be in the credits listed as a producer of the special. So you got that till January 15th to do that. But you could join the Jabroniac producer level, and you'll be able to watch this special right now. Okay? If you don't want to do that, Friday, January 25th, it's going live on adultwrestlingfan.com. Check out the trailer that's on the website right now and in the Facebook page, the Comedians of Wrestling Facebook page, where you talk about wrestling at 4 a.m. under his eye, blessed be the fruit. Now, one thing I want to say for patrons, okay, on the day the special releases, I am going to release an extended cut just for patrons. That'll only be available for patrons. So for people who are at the who are Jabroniac producers, you could check out the full extended. It's going to have, I don't know exactly how many minutes I'm working on the cut, but that is for you guys as a thank you for checking it out early and supporting it and not just watching for free, trying to be part of the action. But anyway, great. So I want to talk about the title and the meeting of my stand-up special. For new listeners, back SummerSlam weekend, I recorded a stand-up set in New York City. Dolph Ziggler was there, did a set on the show, and shot it, turned it into this special called Adult Wrestling Fan. And when I was thinking about the title, when I was recording the special, I didn't really have like the title in mind. It was more about, look, what we're doing here is all, it's all self-produced. This is like funded by you guys, inspired by you guys, motivated by, I'm motivated by you guys, and basically promoted by you guys as well. I was getting it done, and when I was cutting it, I was like, what, looking at this set, what is the theme of this? And the thing, I was like, you know what? My set is, I'm a proud adult wrestling fan. I wasn't always that. I mean, not that I've ever been embarrassed. That's not really my type. I'm not like, I don't get embarrassed by my hobbies. I probably, you know, that's why I have this podcast. I probably lean more in when I'm like, I like it. It's good.
Right. You would require a modicum of shame in order to feel bad.
Absolutely.
You have not the least shame I've ever seen. In
absolutely.
Anybody.
As a matter of fact.
Oh, what flavor is that?
Oh, lime. Duh. Why would you even ask that?
Curious.
Cracking into a lime, LaCroix, the one percenters whoop ass. Anyway, yeah, think about it. Adult wrestling fans. A lot of the content in the show is me speaking about why wrestling is so great, why I love it, why everybody should love it. And it's not just right. For kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think like this special, I'm starting the hashtag adult wrestling fan. And I think the adult wrestling fan special is more than just a comedy special, right? It's a movement, right?
Yeah.
Where we take the stigma off of liking professional wrestling, where we remove any kind of shame involved in that. This thing that, oh, you're supposed to watch sports and not professional wrestling, that sports entertainment is any less of valid entertainment, is any less civilized than wearing your like hockey jersey or whatever kind of socially acceptable things, right? This is the equivalent of, it was like, oh, you're like, when, remember, like, even like 10 short years ago, if you were someone who had a drink around the office, that was cool. Like, being like, I'm going to go have a drink after work. But you didn't talk about weed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, marijuana had the stigma of like, oh, you're doing drugs, right?
Right,
it was
right.
Like, ridiculous. That's what we're doing. We're trying to get these things. We're making professional wrestling recreationally legal. Okay? But I think it's so, hitting this hashtag, what does it mean? I want everybody to be a part of this. I want you hitting this hashtag, showing me you being a proud adult wrestling fan,
yeah.
Right? So this can mean something really small or something really big, right? Like, I could see this as just being like, hey, you're at the water cooler of your office wearing a fucking Kenny Omega shirt. Take a picture of that, hit the hashtag, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
And let's show everyone that adult wrestling is cool, it's awesome, And if you're not into it, that's your fault. I'm sick of sitting down at a dinner with someone. They're like, hey, yo, you remember? Oh, yeah, Stone Cold. He was cool. Is it good anymore? It's like, no. Do I say that to you about your football?
Right.
Do I go, is football good anymore? No. For you, it's a constant, right?
Right.
For you, it's a lot to me. Oh, no, the Yankees are always cool. No, wrestling is always cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even the lulls of wrestling, even the Ruthless Aggression era, it's fun. There's still great shit that happened there.
Yeah.
It's still worth watching.
I just watched
when
that.
Your team's losing, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying when your team is losing, right? Yeah, I bring the Yankees because I know my dad's like a big Yankee fan, so I know the most about it. 2009 is the last time they won the World Series. Has he not been watching since 2009?
Right.
They weren't good, right?
You know what I mean? Right.
They would rebuild their roster.
Right.
Did he not watch like Jeter's like last season where he wasn't that good? No. We stick with, we are proud wrestling fans always. We stick with it. We stick with it when the talent's rebuilding because we believe in the art form of professional wrestling. So this is about taking that back. Hit the hashtag adult wrestling fan. I want people, go to the Today Show. Give a stunner in the background.
Yeah.
Show people, right?
Yeah.
They're too busy. You got Hoda over there talking about, like, what kind of white wine. You know what? Fuck wine. I'm going to shoot on wine. Oh, wine. You're allowed to drink wine. No. Wrestling is the finest of wines. Okay? I want stunners in the background of the Today Show. No, but show what it means to be, honestly, for me, be a proud adult wrestling fan. Watching the special is just the beginning of that. Hashtag adult wrestling fan. Newman, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I had a conversation with somebody the other day where they're like, why do you like wrestling? And I was like, well, it's a TV show like any other TV show.
Check the hashtag.
Check the hashtag adult wrestling fan. But it was perhaps this hashtag and this stand-up special will lead to a world where, well, it's a TV show, so I like it, is a sufficient answer for people. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where it's like, oh, why do you like wrestling? Why do you watch TV? Why do you watch Breaking Bad? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And a lot of my material, like things I tackle in the special, is people calling who call wrestling fake. I attack that. I attack why I like it more than sports.
I
talk about the flaws of wrestling and how much I want to celebrate the ridiculousness of it, which is part of what we like about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But yeah, that's all in there. And not to mention, there's also a little bit of wrestling as well in there. I actually stunnered a heckler. Right?
Yeah.
So, I'm just so proud of how this thing turned out. Partially that moment also is like amazing. It's like how wrestling worked its way in and how wrestling is a part of everyday life, how wrestling, you know, New York Times wrote that article before Trump got elected, is everything wrestling? And it was...
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. Right?
Yeah.
Like, everything right now, it all maps to... Wrestling is amazing.
I'm not gonna... We don't have to follow this rabbit hole, but I say all the time
that
if more people watched wrestling, you would stop being surprised at what's happening in the news.
Absolutely.
You would see people manipulating people to have emotional reactions.
Right. I said this on the podcast before, but like my wife is like not a fan of wrestling. We know that. I talk about that in the special.
Yeah.
She's not a fan, but she is a fan of like what she's learned about concept of getting worked. We talked about this a little in the 9 to 5 episode available on Patreon for all tiers of Patreon, 8-hour content. If you're done with, isn't it, I say about this podcast, by the way, how proud I am of this podcast. Like what? I like other podcasts, right? But I don't think there's any podcast where, like, I'm like, it ended, and then I go... Because I always get sad when podcasts end. I'm such a big fan of the medium.
Right.
Where you could be like, oh, and I go, for a couple dollars, I can unlock... I can unlock an episode, a 10-hour episode.
Right.
Instantly. Love that. My wife is a fan. She's like, oh, I feel when I'm getting worked. I see everybody posturing, you know... It can be kind of cynical because you see the masks people wear.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And that comes from wrestling.
This is bonus content.
Because you're like, because here's the deal. If you watch pro yeah, this is bonus
masks,
content stuff.
Talking about the masks, it's right. Bonus content, but still.
Because if you talk about pro wrestling, sometimes I'm like, it is amazing that sometimes I can be max invested in this thing.
Right.
That I know it's scripted. I don't want to say that. I know it's scripted.
Right.
I know that it's pre-planned. I know that 20 minutes ago, these two guys were like, all right, so then you grab me here, and then I'm going to turn, and then you reverse it. I'll look angry. I know that happened,
right.
And I don't care. I'm still like, no, why did you do that to this guy? The fact that my brain can get tricked like that,
yeah,
and millions of people's brains get tricked
millions
like that.
Millions.
And millions of Rocks fans around the world. Anyway, right?
Yeah.
That is helpful in life. Anyway, so what were you going to say about a dull rust? You were going to say something or no?
I don't know. Maybe you're making toast and the pattern on the toast looks like Macho Man Randy Savage. Take a picture of it. Hit that hashtag adult wrestling
fan. Yeah. I mean, I think, absolutely. I think, listen, so people who really encompass...
Both
are great here.
How do you say encompass wrong?
Oh, my wife gets mad because I say compass. I say encompass.
Encompass?
Encompass.
Gross.
How do you say it?
Yeah, encompass.
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 It's encompass?
I think it's encompass.
Wait,
like a compass.
How do you say it?
Encompassing.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah.
My wife's like, yo, you sound ridiculous.
She's from Texas.
But how my wife also says, instead of Halloween, she says, Halloween.
Halloween, get out of here.
And I'm like, that's ridiculous. She's like, I'm from Texas. I go, where's the line here? And then I got to take a breath.
I get warmed up.
I say Halloween.
Wait, all-encompassing. Compassing. I say compassing. All-encompassing.
Well, how would you say, what's the navigational tool that leads you
a
around?
Compass.
A compass.
A compass? See, that's weird to me. I would say a compass.
See, it's a north.
I don't know how I say it.
Anyway, this is not important.
No.
But what I'm saying is that, so here's the next part, is that hashtag adult wrestling fan. You can check out the special, adultwrestlingfan.com. Go there now, check the trailer, or check my Instagram, @DanBlackAttack. Is for people who really hit it, who show me that they're proud to be an adult wrestling fan, right? Expect a little something from me.
Oh, boy.
Okay? So if I don't have your address from Patreon, I might reach out, send a message for you, and you'll get a little something in the mail from me about showing me your pride. I got a nice message today from a jabroniac and a patroniac, Jason Carr. A nice message, and we had a nice chat about being proud of being a pro wrestling fan. People really struggle with it. I noticed that, but that might be what my service is here. You know what I mean? As I try to navigate this life, headed towards burning the CPA license.
Would an adult wrestling fan do something like go into a Starbucks, order a drink, sit down, stand up, and videotape them saying, I am an adult wrestling fan?
Love that.
And then hashtag adult wrestling fan?
Absolutely. Yes. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Confetti comes down.
At Ralph's, stand in aisle 8 at Ralph's and yell, I am an adult wrestling fan.
Yeah.
This is coming out as an adult wrestling fan.
I think if you give me an adult wrestling
fan. Let's not marginalize and trivialize already, you know, people who are, Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, you guys have been oppressed. You guys have been oppressed. Wrestling fans have been oppressed for so long that, you know.
Okay. I accidentally hit this one.
We're both great guys. We're just a couple of great guys.
Okay. Anyway.
Shuts your
People wondering what that drop is from. That drop is from our bonus episode. Check it out right now. You join patreon.com/comedianswrestling. You can join our bonus movie dissection episode. We dissect Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Yeah. And spoiler that is a alert. Quote. Spoiler alert. Hell is a person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
But shut your hole. Oh, man. That movie, good time. But, okay. So, like something like this, I think, is this is dicey, but man, like you see people having a real fight.
Yeah.
Then you offer to referee it. What's it? You throw on the ring, you offer to be the special guest referee. That might be too dangerous. Yeah. But yeah, show get creative with it, and there will be rewards for hitting that hashtag. And also, just to say, like, guys, this podcast is grassroots. This special, like I said, is grassroots, and it was funded with ticket sales at the door and Patreon. It's from you guys. If none of you guys were there, none of you guys were supporting, it wouldn't exist. Also, I need your guys' help in promoting so we could do bigger and better things. So there's a lot of Facebook groups about professional wrestling. Respectfully post the trailer or, post every single week, every Wednesday until it comes out. I'm going to be posting a new promo video. So this week was the trailer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a video next week, a video the week after that. So I'm going to be posting a bunch of materials. But hey, anyway, help me get the word out about this. If you have friends who I think in this special, I really believe this, you don't have to be a current wrestling fan to enjoy this stand-up.
Right.
It's all very accessible material for anyone who knows who Hulk Hogan is.
Right.
You can enjoy it, but also it's also a good thesis if you like pro wrestling and someone in your life doesn't like it. I think I do a good job of explaining why it's so good comedically. So send it around and hit the hashtag adult wrestling fan and expect some rewards.
People are already talking about it on the Facebook page. I posted that video of you explaining the meaning.
Oh,
and
you did?
And by talking about it, I mean Joseph Kibler liked it.
Yeah, that's great. I'll take it. Thanks, Anoj, for doing your job for once.
shuts your hole.
All right, guys, get used to that sound drop. I see we already lost a patron. Yeah. All right. But anyway, guys, get out there, post pics, videos. Let's invade television. Let's fucking get noticed. Hashtag adult wrestling fan, baby. Okay, so anyway. Okay, a couple other quick announcements is, like I said, our bonus episodes, they are back. You can check out our movie dissection episode, the movie Hell Comes Frogtown, which was chosen by Petroniak, Simon Puckett, who's his explanation of why he chose this movie is featured on the episode. And, so the bonus episodes are back up. We'll have our first ever Cow Summit episode, which will be up in the first week in February, and we'll have an episode which will be a part of the 9 to 5 episode, which will explain exactly what the Summit apps are, and we're going to get those going right at February after we get the stand-up special release. Cool. Now, and I got a couple hoodies left. Only a couple. I think I have 5 left. Okay? Great. Now, we do have the Cal Royal Rumble. By the way, unbelievable. We filled 2 pools already.
Wow.
We filled 2 pools. Who's throwing it? Jabroniak, Petroniak, Nick Tulo. Let's go to Casher from him. He's talking about the Royal Rumble pool.
5:23 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's your boy Tiptoe to a latest fuck on the cash in Wednesday. Cashing in from the Holy Sock Shop. About to leave work. Just wanted to make sure that I touched base. Thanked everybody for joining the Royal Rumble pool. 60 entrants. Both pools fully filled. Holy motherfucking shit. We started with 15 2 years ago. Went to 30 last year, now we're at 60. I mean, in like next year, what am I gonna, are we staying with this trend? I'm gonna have 120 people Venmo me fucking $15. They're gonna close my Venmo out. Regardless, awesome. Can't wait for it. I'm gonna do a live drawing real soon. Thanks everybody for participating. And with that being said, whatever this mole thinks he's doing, he needs to cut the shit, because this higher ground bullshit on Monday Night Raw is out of control. Now it's just getting out of control. Like, you know, we can joke around, oh, there's a mole, they're stealing our stuff. This is the most obvious thing. I mean, who mentions the higher ground? It's like crazy, Corey Graves. I'm like sick of it. What? I don't care about Wrestle Kingdom. I don't care about All Elite Wrestling Rally. I don't care about Raw, SmackDown. This is, you know, enough is enough, man. It's time to cut the shit. Cheers up. Bye.
Yeah, so cheers up. So yeah, Royal Rumble pools, I believe they're sold out. So yeah, thanks for Tulo for organizing it. Man, so let's get into this higher ground thing. So during, look, for new listeners, we have a bunch of new listeners, so I have to keep saying that. So for all you loyal listeners out there, thank you for being patient with me. But basically, it seems to be I say something on the show and it happens on Raw almost instantly, right? Yeah. And the mole thing, I'm very, you know, look, I don't believe there's actually a mole. That's not my thing. I'm not a conspiracy guy like that. Or like, I tend to be naive to actual that kind of behavior. You know what I mean? I'm starting to learn that evil is a real thing. but there's a lot. This thing, last week on the podcast, and for a long time, we've discussed the concept of the higher ground.
Yeah.
And Corey Graves throws out, Seth Rollins is on a backstage, like a, I want to say like a crate?
Yeah, it's like a, what do you call it, like a roadie box.
Roadie box, coffin, if you will. If you will. And he's like, oh, look at that. Rollins has the higher ground?
Yeah. I am blown away. I'm not apprised to this.
If I was announcing that, I wouldn't even after the discussion we say about higher ground, I don't even think I would say that.
Right. What is happening?
The fuck?
It's crazy. Like, have you ever mentioned the concept of higher ground in your life before the discussion about it here?
No.
And we just had the most major discussion about it last week. Fucking week.
I was
that's an advantage. I didn't even know that that'd be like an advantage. Anyway, Corey Graves, if you didn't listen to this, I'm on to you, bro. Yeah. Just come out of the fucking closet Let me know.
I had a catastrophic, I was attacked and injured because of the higher ground.
Right.
And I still don't think I would mention the higher ground
no.
if right. I'm calling that.
Well, look, we know Rollins saw my stand-up.
Yeah.
With that, I have confirmed that Rollins saw like, my stand-up bit about him, and he stayed quiet.
He went.
So maybe Graves came across the attack of you. Yeah, he went, ha-ha! Yeah, maybe Graves came across, unfortunately, I wish you would listen to the podcast, not see such a terrible video of you being attacked by he who shall not be named on the podcast right now. But no, didn't forget about you, buddy.
Right.
Yeah. But
it's egregious at this point.
Yeah. So anyway, there's nothing to say about this, and there's so much to cover this week that I'm just going to let it go. But yeah, that is definitely strange. The Facebook page blew up the mention of Higher Ground.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's
if
crazy.
If this happens again after this one.
But this is. But here's the thing. You say that, but this is like the 10th reference to be made, like that's like kind of about something we've said or talked about, like on Raw and SmackDown. This is like maybe the 10th time that this has happened.
Ugh.
Yeah. Anyway, Christ. All right. So we got so much to cover. I don't even know. I don't even know where to start. Wrestle Kingdom 13 happened. AEW had their press conference. Hulk Hogan is back. Plus, I have a lot of other minutia. I mean, Dean Ambrose decided to wear a chain wallet. Where do I start, guys? Where do I start? Oh, my God. I think we start and we talk about All Elite Wrestling. Okay. I think we start there and we could kind of pepper in Wrestle Kingdom 13. Wrestle Kingdom 13, I thought, was a great show. Fantastic show. Top to bottom. A bunch of great matches. A great time to watch. I was glad to see Kenny Omega, which we'll get into. His entrance, this entrance costume was fucking glorious.
Yeah,
like the guy has such a knack for this business, and I had a lot to say. I mean, on the face page, talking about him a bunch. But let's talk about all the stuff we know about All Elite Wrestling. So the press conference happened. And we know Chris Jericho is AEW bound for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
We know what we've confirmed, but what he said is that he will be at Double or Nothing. He didn't say wrestling.
Right.
He said he will be at Double or Nothing. That we know. We know that Double or Nothing will be happening May, I think, 25th. I don't know the exact date. In Las Vegas at the MGM Grand Arena, whatever you call that. And we know that they signed a couple of cool people, Joey Janela, Neville, which is pretty cool to see him pop up. Pac, I know he's called Pac. I'm hearing from business cow businessman Arlen Marmel, always hitting me with business questions at all times of day, even when I'm trying to talk about wrestling. Joey Janela and, Chris Jericho. They got some pretty big talents here.
We also know that the pay is allegedly going to be somewhat equal for the men and the women.
Yeah.
We know that they're donating some proceeds to victims of gun violence from Double or Nothing.
From the second event, which will be in Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville.
And we know that wins and losses are going to matter a lot.
Yeah.
From Cody. Does that sum up the major things we know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. Look, I thought watching it, I was having a blast at watching this event. I thought the production value of it was pretty cool. I'll tell you what. I was watching on the Twitter stream. I don't know where you were watching it, or I don't know the link on their Twitter.
Yeah.
I had to turn off the comments. I mean, people are, what the fuck is the matter with people? Can't enjoy anything?
No.
I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, they're announcing this historic thing, and people are just trolling live.
Yeah.
This already being like, it
sucks.
Why don't
you say it to my face, dude? Say it to my face, dude.
Oh my
god! You
didn't
like the comments I was leaving.
How did you? You let him in here.
Comments I was leaving.
You let him in here.
I forgot to lock the door. I'm sorry.
Say it to my face, dude.
Super troll in studio. Super troll, man.
What up?
What? Why are you? I'm trying. I didn't even get into any of the details on AEW yet.
Yeah, I just got back from the liquor store. Going to pop open a Four Loko.
Ugh, gross.
Oh my god! That just shot all over your face, and you're like licking it with. It's all in your beard. Oh my god. When was the last time you trimmed that beard?
I don't trim it because it only grows under my chin.
Oh my god. You got a neck beard? It's a neck beard.
Oh, that's a slur. So I would appreciate it if you didn't say that.
No, I was just saying it's an actual, literally a neckbeard.
I'm going to sit my four loco.
Yeah, so, okay. Gross. Well, Super Troll, if you're here, why are you here? We're talking about AEW.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you that AEW sucks, dude.
It sucks?
Yeah.
It hasn't even happened yet.
It used to be so much better.
No, AEW is brand new.
What are you talking about, dude? AEW was better back in the day when, like, finishers meant something.
Wait, no. When finishers
meant
something?
When, like, a big move would end a match, bro. That's when AEW was good.
Okay, what does AEW stand for?
I don't know, dude. I don't watch it.
Yeah, so why are you commenting? If you don't, I was watching the AEW press conference live on there, and I saw your handle, which was disturbing. I knew it was you from your avatar.
Yeah.
What was your handle again?
It's Cuckboy44.
Cuckboy44.
Yeah, I do it to own people who are cucks.
Yeah, I didn't even. I was like, that is weird. That is weird. So yeah, okay. So all right, AEW. So what don't you like about? Why does it suck? I mean, you haven't seen anything.
Oh, because I mean, what they got Chris Jericho. I mean, what are they just signing, like, all these, like, newbies who don't even know what they're doing?
Chris Jericho's like a 47-year-old veteran.
What are you talking about, dude? Chris Jericho.
Yeah, Chris Jericho. He was in WWE for like 25 years.
How would I know that? I don't watch.
So then why are you here? Can you just leave? I would like to. I have things. I have so much to cover. Hulk Hogan was back this week.
Ah, Hogan. I love Hogan.
No, see? No, okay, no.
Hulk Hogan did nothing wrong, dude.
Yeah, okay. You're like Super Troll. You really. I mean, I don't want to talk about Hulk Hogan with you. Okay.
All right.
I'm trying to promote my stand up special.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Adult wrestling fan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw your special. I signed up for the Patreon and I saw your special and it sucks. I saw the link on the Patreon and I looked at that link and I was like, this special sucks.
Wait. No. You saw the link?
Yeah. I saw the special linked on Patreon.
No. You saw that I have a special. That doesn't mean you saw the special.
Whatever semantics, dude.
And you thought it sucked?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I'm just saying it blows, dude.
Yeah, but how would you know? Oh, my God. You are the problem with this universe.
You don't understand context, dude. Oh. You don't understand, like, I just have a vibe. People have vibes. I'm a very vibe-oriented dude. I can pick up on vibes. I can tell when a vibe is bullshit, dude.
Okay.
And I can tell.
What did you think of Dean Ambrose's chain wallet?
It's sick, dude. I got one on me right now.
All right, dude. You got to go.
All right. I'm out of here.
You got to go.
Happy New Year, bud.
Yeah. You got to go. You know, can you get him out of here? Yeah.
Do you validate parking?
Yeah. No, I don't validate parking. Do you have a car even?
No, I don't have a car.
So then why are you getting the fuck out of here?
Dude.
I'm trying to talk about All Elite Wrestling. We're probably lost listeners. This is ridiculous. I mean, he comes in here. All right, Newman, you just missed it. Yeah. Super Troll popped by.
Oh, yeah. I thought I smelled Cheetos.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm breathing in Cheetos. Yeah. It feels like I got like asbestos from Cheetos.
He has like a miasma of Cheetos around him.
Anyway, whatever. So look, I thought this press conference was a good time. I thought the production value of it was fucking awesome. The pyro looked super awesome. It's at the Jaguar Stadium. It's fucking cool and exciting.
Yeah.
Look, they got awesome talent they're signing. They're really excited about it.
I'm pumped.
I'm probably going to go to Double or Nothing because it's a couple hours a drive.
Yeah.
They're really excited about it. The whole thing is really exciting. Let's get...
The last thing I'll say is it was really cool to watch Cody, like, just sort of like all of this finally come together for him.
Right.
And to see how proud he was. I think that's awesome.
That's the craziest thing about the whole thing to me.
Yeah.
Because I think back to a couple of years ago, Cody came to my show at UCB. Ziggler was performing on it. He came to watch. We got him a seat in the front row. And he hung out after the show. Me and him were like hanging out, actually. Like, he was talking to me.
Yeah.
Because he liked the show. And he was in WWE at the time. I mean, this was like 4 years ago, probably. And he was like so WWE positive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he was just like, yeah, you know, the network's doing all kinds of cool stuff. I'm going down there. Like, there was nothing about him, not that he would open up to me.
Right.
But there was nothing about him that was like, I'm unhappy with what I'm doing here. And to think that, like, the personal journey he's went on to be like, accept, like, here's how I'm feeling about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then his father passed away. Because actually, he was saying like something about dad to me when I was talking. You know, not crazy personal. But I'm just saying that when I met him, I knew that he wasn't in a place of I'm leaving WWE.
Right.
You know, you could feel that. Not that he would tell me that, but it wasn't at all, like, you know what I mean?
I'd be
able to feel something.
Right.
And he was speaking very positively about his role. And then for him to go and like really find himself, that's what life's all about, man. Yeah. I'm so happy for the guy and to see him make this deal. Every picture, they're standing on the 50-yard line of Jacksonville Jaguars football field. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
Where it is, you know. All right, let's listen to Cash In about AEW.
Hey, guys. It's Charlie and Dry Lent cashing in. I hope you guys look at these because I just left one and got cut off, so hopefully I don't get double played. I wanted to cash in about All Elite Wrestling. Rally hasn't happened yet, so we don't know any of that from my end. But I want to counter some of Arlen's great points. As far as what their goal is, I don't think the goal is to compete with WWE. I think the goal is to shrink that gap between indies and WWE. Like Arlen said, right now, indie wrestling would start at the number 100 spot down from WWE. I think they want to shrink that to be like the number 50 spot. And that would be great for talent, in my opinion. As far as infrastructure, they did All In with no infrastructure, maybe made some deals with other promotions that they won't need to make with the backing they'll have now. So I think if they can do that with no infrastructure, they could probably do amazing things with this backing they have from a billionaire at this point. As far as story, All In didn't have a lot of story because it was a bunch of promotions coming together. But look no further than Cody Rhodes versus Nick Aldis, one of the best stories in wrestling this year. So I think they can tell stories, given the platform and given the talent to do so. I don't want to get cut off again, so I'm going to cut this short a little bit. Cheers up. See ya.
Cheers up. Yeah, I mean, that was commenting on from last week. If you want to check out last week's episode, Arlen gives his kind of business take on it. Look, I don't want to get into the if they're going to compete with WWE or not. There's a lot of exciting things that can happen here. I'm just excited about it, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's exciting. I just think about it like, all right, you know, you have the first week where you start just thinking, oh, hey, are they competing with WWE? You think about all the possibilities. And then you take a step back and you go, you know what? I haven't really been able to crack into the rhythm of New Japan Pro Wrestling. I'm a subscriber, but I just can't get the rhythm of the show. Like, I don't know when the shows are. Right. They're on sometimes like 3 a.m. You know what I mean? I'm like, this is exciting that all those guys I love from over there are going to wrestle in America a couple hours away, you know, sometimes. And I'll be able to watch it in a way that's more accessible to me. And I'll probably be able to follow the stories they're telling more. Not to mention they have all that money. They'll probably be able to tell some great stories, have some great writing. It's going to be exciting. Let's just get into the main thing here, which is Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
All right, so I had a big discussion about this with Jebs on the Facebook page. That discussion's up there. But all I know is after watching the press conference and thinking deeply on this, thinking undeniably too much about this,
yeah.
Okay, he's going to be in AEW, no question, in my mind. Right. 100%. We saw all his friends there. And you know the kind of guy he is. We see the Sports Illustrated article, right? You know the kind of guy he is. He could have went to WWE a long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to see, like, to see the potential there to with his friends, all the guys have built this. He's been part of building that journey, like building that. And to think that he's going to walk away from that to go to WWE. I was watching Raw on Monday night, and I was just like, I can't imagine Kenny Omega being happy wearing a Raw shirt around Survivor Series time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This guy is way too much, has way too much vision and way too much respect for this business to kind of pepper in the, like, network television PG aspects of WWE. I mean, I even think about this podcast. I think about, like, you know, at one point I was in discussions with WWE about doing some stuff up there. And I got nervous, like, how does the podcast change, right? And since that time till now, I've grown a lot because of the freedom I have. Yeah. Now imagine I was a pro wrestler who's got limited time for how you can do it. You know, he's got 10 years left on his career, but he's got like 4 or 5 years left operating at the level he's at.
Right.
Right? You know, 5-star matches, right, telling the kind of stories. And he'll pivot into, he's great enough, well, just like Jericho, he'll be able to pivot and make it work. Yeah. Where he's not going anywhere. But I just can't see him walking away from that, the potential of, like, what could AEW be? It'll haunt him. He knows what WWE will be for me. Even if you main event WrestleMania, right?
Yeah.
You know what that is. It's a great feeling. You know what it is, but you know what that is.
Mm-hmm. If I'm Kenny Omega, I'm thinking about, what if I leave? What if I don't go to AEW?
Right.
And I go to WWE. And then, against all odds, AEW blows up. And I've not only gone back on my word, compromised my convictions, I've missed being part of history. I mean, that seems like something that would eat me alive.
Well, also, you think about it in terms of this, which he can always come back and that's fine.
Right.
The thing that's always been strange to me, the only reason that I ever thought he's come to WWE is because it's been so much All In. He didn't book All In. You know, like it wasn't his show.
Right.
It was the Young Bucks and Cody's show. He wasn't involved in that way. And then part of me made him, I don't know the ins and outs, but part of me felt like he said something to them like, listen, guys, I can't shake this stuff if you think like I'm going to have to do it. So like you go and those guys are like, we're never going there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they're fine with that. And it makes sense for those guys, especially Cody and the Bucks. It makes sense. They should never go to WWE. I do think there's a potential to see Cody in a match because of his lineage. You know right. what I mean?
I mean, that's one of the main things for me is I really truly don't understand. I mean, I may be just talking out of my ass because I don't know how the business works, but like I truly don't understand why, like the idea of like having Kenny Omega come in to do a match or having Cody come in to do a match in WWE, that hurts nobody. It helps everybody. I just don't understand the logistics of it must come right down to just pettiness.
And also, I feel like he's had, not to mention, he's had Cody in his ear telling him all the dirty secrets about WWE.
Right.
I mean, plus all these wrestlers all know each other. To lose so much, when you think about it, when you go to WWE, you lose all, you lose all artistic freedom.
Right.
I mean, now, there are ways that you can have fun, right? In your matches, you find your, like, Suplex City moment.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, you're handed basically a script.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not basically, 100%, you're given a script. You know, it ends up feeling like a paycheck, not to mention, your friends are all doing this other thing. He's going to be on the road 300 days a year with Naomi,
right, right.
whatever, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not where he laid his ground.
WWE, I said this on the Facebook group, talk about wrestling 4 in the morning, under Sorry, this will be the fruit. A WWE to Kenny Omega is the desk job. It's the yes. desk job.
Perfectly put. I said 5,000 words to say that, right? That's what yeah. it is.
Yeah, it's the thing. And I think that can be applied to any place you go. If you're a creative person, any place you go that is now going to put limits on how free you are to be creative, I think can reasonably be considered a quote-unquote desk job.
Right. But his gimmick is change the world.
Right.
Like, going to WWE is like anti that. It's right. against the gimmick. And also, they're dropping change the world constantly. It's called All Elite Wrestling. He's a member of the Elite. Like, right. I expect Kenny Omega there. Once Chris Jericho was involved, I was like, all right, 100%.
Right.
There's just no chance he's not going there. And so expect Kenny Omega there. And I think it's the right choice for Kenny Omega to go to All Elite Wrestling for his artistic vision, for his brand, and for his life.
Yeah.
For his personal life.
Yep. And he'll sleep better at night.
For me, I can't help, but my honest self is sad. Mm. I'm bummed out because Kenny Omega, the matchups of Kenny Omega, and just seeing Kenny Omega with the WWE the production value of WWE, because people take for granted the production value of WWE. WWE has tons of flaws, and their business model I don't fully agree with, especially creatively.
Right.
It's not I don't even understand how that's why. I don't understand how that's how they would want to do it.
Right.
I mean, wouldn't you want to see your talent flourish, mm-hmm. you know? And like, you see, you know, I guess just so many of them are dopes.
Yeah.
Right? They're probably just like, I can't, your ideas right. are bad.
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be some kind of filter, but the production value of WWE television is mega high.
Yeah.
You all right? There's like no dead air. They always have vignettes to cut to. The ramp, I mean, think about even this week when I was looking at the setup for Alexa Bliss's TV, her like late night show.
Yeah.
And like the whole floor is an LED screen.
Right.
It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that shit about WWE.
And just look at their gear. Like
the
like
gear is
Aleister Black's vest, like made right. in-house and like, you know, it's designed right. by somebody. But it's like his penchant for gear, like entrance gear. Think about, yeah, like the people who made Bobby Roode's robe, the people who made, who even make the stupid shit, like the Bludgeon right. Brothers stuff. It's like having those people at his disposal would have been awesome too.
Yeah. And WB, I think also Cody Rhodes is also, I don't think he believes in like exclusive contracts. He's very pro wrestler, which we'll see how that'll change once he becomes the boss, right?
Right.
He's very pro wrestler.
Yeah.
He's very pro wrestler. He's right.
Yeah.
He's an advocate for professional wrestlers. He understands both sides of it now. You know, you have and I'm sure he'll make mistakes along the way because everyone will. But I think these guys are fundamentally I think they actually, in their core, are feel rotten about how WWE runs it.
Yeah.
The tight grip they have on the wrestlers, and I think, you know, it's a bummer to not see Kenny right now. Go in there and we see Kenny Seth Rollins, Kenny Brock Lesnar, Kenny AJ, Kenny Daniel Bryan, Kenny Aleister Black, Kenny Matt Riddle, Kenny. It's infinite.
Keep going. Yeah.
These matchups, Kenny Ricochet, these matchups are, you know, it's just a bummer we're not going to see them, but I understand it.
Right.
Now, that is the only downside to me about Kenny going to AEW their roster, I don't see a lot of things that get me excited there. That's just going to require creativity. I could instantly, if you set up Kenny Pac, right? Mm-hmm. Make Pac like the first ever champion or whatever. I don't know who they're going to give it to. Whatever, the first ever AEW champion.
Ooh, I just realized like, there's going to be a new belt.
How great of a wrestler he is.
Yeah.
I could see them with great writing, great storytelling, telling a story where Neville, Kenny Omega is the hottest feud in professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And also, a lot of the New Japan talent will probably be filtering in and out, right?
Right.
So, look, don't expect Kenny Omega in WWE.
They have a partnership with...
In my opinion.
They have a partnership with OWE, which is a Chinese professional wrestling promotion.
Right.
So that's also... Nice.
How do you feel about this thing about wins and losses mattering?
I don't know what that means.
I
guess
know.
It just means that they're going to tell a story with continuity.
Right.
And that the wins and the losses are going to have consequences in a storytelling context as opposed to WWE, where it's sort of just like, these things are just happening along a linear path.
Yeah, here's something I'll say that, you know, when things start being more like, people always are like, oh, they're going to treat it more like sports, like a positive.
Right.
That, to me, reads like a true negative.
Right.
I'm like, yo, the best part about pro wrestling is that it doesn't make sense. Right. I love things to make sense, but that it's surprising.
Yeah.
And sports are less surprising in that way, where it's like, all right, well, these two guys, here's their strengths, and then we're going to tell the story of their strengths and weakness. He lost, and then we do a press conference. That's a little too, like, I like the fact that, like, out of nowhere, Daniel Bryan becomes the champion, right?
Right.
I don't know. I think that's, like, the stuff that's kind of fun, but I'm already getting ahead of myself, and we have a lot to cover here. Since we got so many cash-ins this week, let's hear a cash-in. I don't know. Let's find one that's just not about what we're about to talk about. What do you say?
Hey, Cow Nation, how's it going? This is Braddy Mac, the producer, Jabroniac, with a longtime listener, first time cash in.
Sick. Cheers up.
Saw the week of wrestling, and wanted your opinion. I liked how they are starting the shows now. Don't have to do it every time, but they're using the whole stadium. Really liked how on Raw it began, and it showed the chasing camera. It felt very WCW Monday Nitro-y with catching up on Lashley and Rollins brawling all over the back and then into Gorilla and then onto the stage. Then same deal happened on Tuesday, but something different. They had a great promo being cut on the fans, on the marks out there, by Daniel Bryan, by the new Daniel Bryan. Anyways, just want your feedback, what you guys think of that new direction that they are going with the presentation. I believe that you should use the whole stadium. Even go outside, go to a bar next door, what have you. Like, show us some different views. This is, after all, not a wrestling show. This is entertainment, the WWE, the E is for entertainment. Please entertain us. Cheers up.
Cheers up. By the way, did you hear the helicopter in the back? As always, our listeners are always, they're like robbing banks, and they're really going, being chased by the police. But yeah, cheers up. Thanks for cashing in. Hey, everybody, if you first time cashing in, don't wait around. You know what I mean? Cash in. Great cash in. Fantastic question. I 1,000% agree. And this kind of weirdly ties into what I'm saying, is when things start tying, be like, oh, it's going to map to sports. That's when I think there's a sports. I don't like sports because they're not creative. I'm sorry. Like, you can get creative in sports, but they're not creative. They're pretty linear. These are the rules. Play it. Oh, he's really good at within the confines of this. All the best shit. My favorite moments of wrestling, a lot of them are outside of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the most excited stuff in recent history was Strowman flipping cars on freight entrances. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely. I think what they're doing right now is really cool. It's kind of a bummer that it took the ratings to go so low for them to like get creative. Shouldn't they always be creative? It's like a $1 billion company.
Yeah.
But absolutely. I mean, moments I love in professional wrestling history. I love Stone Cold. What happened? I believe The Rock threw Stone Cold off a bridge into the water and through the skull belt after him.
Yeah.
Moments like that. I like. So absolutely use the back. I think it's great. It is an entertainment show. So yeah, great. More. Find ways to be more creative.
Change
have
it.
Rings. Change it. Have a ring. Have a. So I think that's fantastic. Great cash in. All right. Let's move on to. Let's move on to. I'm so hesitant to talk about Hulk Hogan. Like, what?
Yeah, I didn't watch it, so I can't comment.
What? Yeah. What's her say? I mean, here, we got a cash in on it. Let's hear what the cash in is to say.
Happy New Year's, Jabroniacs. It's your boy, the Ayatollah of Shareholders, Neil Parrish, cashing in from the streets of NYC. First off, Dan, Alex, Shebs, Skyler, awesome job on the 905 podcast. The Cal Summit, pretty spot on, hard to argue. But question about Hulk Hogan's appearance on Raw this week. Want to know what you thought about it. Is it timely? Is it too early, particularly given his racist tirade as a person of color? I initially kind of didn't want to see him or wasn't crazy about him, but I did grow up as a Hulk maniac, starting with WrestleMania 2, which got me into it. And as I just saw his tribute to Mean Gene, couldn't help but, get hit with the feels, because Mean Gene was, soundtrack of my wrestling childhood. But I do feel Hulk still needs to come clean and kind of address the elephant in the room about, what he said. But want to get your thoughts. Appreciate it. Cheers up.
I gotta be honest, man, with great thing. I didn't really have like the feels about the segment. Hulk Hogan in the ring, we talked about this on the 9 to 5 episode. Like Look, I spray painted a title recently, right? Yeah. Like, I dressed up like Hollywood Hogan. Like, I love Hollywood Hogan. It's like my favorite look of a professional wrestler ever.
Right.
Right? Obviously, it's dialed up. We're talking about the E in entertainment. That's full on E. Right. You know what I mean? Loved it. When Hulk Hogan was there, he's got to address it. Like, it's hard for Hogan to like come back in the ring and say, I couldn't help but feel a little gross about it, right? Which is like, oh, here's a great, like, my writer brain was like, here's a great way to bring Hogan back. Yeah. Like, he is the guy to memorialize Mean Gene. It's almost like weird because it was like, as a writer, I was like, fuck, this is a great gift for them to bring back Hogan. And I didn't like having that thought.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it would all take Hogan to do is a thing on the network addressing what he said. Right. Put up a thing that, like, a thing, and just be like, hey, like, and you don't have to list, don't play the tapes or anything. Don't get into the specifics. But have him be like, hey, how did this affect you? Because we always get into Hogan. We all want Hogan to come back. It's ridiculous. Hulk Hogan, like, when they took Hulk Hogan out of the Hall of Fame, it's not a Hall of Fame without Hulk Hogan in it. He's on the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling. He put professional wrestling on the map. Every movie we do these bonus Patreon episodes, the movie dissections, half of the movies people recommend are Hogan movies, right? So you just can't erase him from professional wrestling. So I would like to have some kind of reason to feel okay with it.
Right.
But it's kind of gross to be like, Mean Gene died, so hey, here's a way we can bring Hogan back on. I can't help shedding that. Now, that being said, I thought he did an adequate job of paying tribute to Mean Gene. You know, I thought the video package was fantastic, and the salute. That's all I got to say about Hogan. He's not going to do anything different. And it just is what it is. Let's move on to wrestling stuff. Right. You know what I mean? And RIP Mean Gene Oakland. You know, guy's fantastic. So, all right, I want to move on to something that's a little more fun and light. So Daniel Bryan, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so Daniel Bryan is doing this gimmick, right? And how you feeling on it?
It's the first time I've been interested in Daniel Bryan.
See, I think it's great. I really like it. Yeah. I think it's fantastic. It's really interesting. It's exciting. I can't help but think that it could be done better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I love about it. I love the looseness of his promo. He opened up Raw SmackDown at the concession stand, and he had to walk all the way down. So you know there wasn't a script for every stair, right?
Right.
So you know that he was taking signs, ripping them up. He was really being interactive, right?
Right.
But his performance wasn't great. The writing was pretty good. The performance not great. And specifically is, I was like, why am I not like 100% liking this the same way I like Straight Edge Society? And it's because Daniel Bryan is angry. Oh. He's just two-dimensionally angry. I'm just angry at the world. I'm angry. But why did he all of a sudden get angry about recycling and all this, right? No moment happened, right? If you remember what happened, and I hold wrestling to this high standard. You've said it before, which is like, do you think you're overthinking or whatever? I'm like, well, yes, I am. But you're saying, do you think that they can even pull that off, right? Because if he is trying to get heat from the crowd, it helps to just be dialed up angry. So they go, oh, he's bad. Give him heat. Be bad. But fine, when he's walking down the stairs and he's getting the arena heated up. But when he's in the back there at the concession stand, he shouldn't be angry at all. He sees himself, even though this is what Ambrose's gimmick is, he sees himself as a moral compass, right?
Right.
He's kind of like, yo, this is like really driving me nuts that like people are eating this stuff. But he's like judging them. And I think he should have started like this. Here's how I would have wrote this thing. Daniel Bryan walk around with the title, goes up to two guys eating hot dogs. Two heavier guys eating hot dogs at the concession. Like, oh my God, it's Daniel Bryan. They go, yeah, I'm the champion. That's right, and you respect me, right? These hot dogs you're putting in your body. They have carcinogens, nitrates. Here, eat this kale salad that Bree made, right? Eat this, eat, and then the guy's right. like, oh, this is disgusting. And he's like, this isn't disgusting. This came from the earth. Punches one of the guys in the fucking face.
Right.
Right? Because his frustration leads him to anger.
Right.
Right? He has to keep, I'm trying to do good. But instead, he's just being an asshole.
Yeah.
And it's two-dimensional, where it should be like a super liberal person who believes they're in the right, believes like, I can't, like, so angered by stuff, but is trying to, like, right, like, there's no like, people who are like worried about people eat try to pretend they're not judging people, right?
Right.
But so that's a,
well,
that's
you're talking
what
about like tactics, right? Like he should be, his character should be switching up his tactics when he's like trying to get the point home of like you need to be better about to the environment.
Right.
It's not helpful to just be aggressive all the time because
right.
you're not going to convince anybody. So as a character, you want to like shift the tactic, like the direction from which
right.
you're attacking.
And like he's coming off as crazy as opposed to an idealist or right. an activist.
Right.
And activists, they spend their time. It was worth his energy to go to that concession stand. Why? Just to yell at people and be an asshole?
Right.
I don't think he's there yet.
He should be, or maybe he should be there at the concession stand trying to order a kale salad and they don't have one.
Yeah. Right? Like, and these are minor tweaks right. to take this thing from B plus. I hate to be shibs,
yeah.
but it's B plus and it could be A plus.
Right.
It could be great. He should go there and be like, what do you mean you don't have a salad? I'm the champion.
Right.
Okay, I'm not going to eat this garbage, okay? And I'm not going to catering with those slimes, right? All those consumers. I'm here. I want to buy a salad for everybody here.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, no, we don't want salad. Can we get an autograph? And it's like, you're just caught up in the fame, my fame, the glory of me,
yeah.
and not about your body and the temple, what you'll be giving. This title means nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
I got,
don't,
here,
say,
here's a, here's,
don't say the title
yeah.
means nothing.
Yeah,
the
you,
title
I'll,
always has to matter. But right.
I'll give you an autograph, and he writes fickle. And hands it back
right.
to him. Yeah.
And then, okay, so that's the tweak on it. And somebody in WWE, and hey, AEW, if you're listening, and there's probably a mole over there now, don't focus on being a sport, if you
yeah.
want, in my opinion. Focus on linear, coherent, three-dimensional storytelling. And a lot of times, three-dimensional storytelling involves a minor acting tweak and one line of justification,
yes.
right? One
yeah.
before you punch. You
yeah.
can get heat just punching. That's fine. The crowd is excited. It's a live show. But if you want to do great work consistently, it has to make sense,
mm-hmm.
right? So they're like charisma proving their way through these things. It's
right.
like, all right, well, Daniel will yell. He's a pretty proficient performer. But I saw Daniel Bryan in there starting at a 10 and then trying to keep hot potato that while
yeah.
he's walking down those stairs, angry, angry, angry. And I saw the eyes roaming. I saw the thinking moments. He wouldn't have to do that if he knew, take his time, go talk to someone. All right. Now, the most successful moments were that mm-hmm. when he would say, he would drop one of these. Right?
Yeah.
Change it. I love Change It. Honestly, one of my favorite things in wrestling. Just going up to people and just labeling them
laughing.
And saying change it. Like a teacher, right? Like it's an old school gimmick, like a teacher gimmick. Like it taps into old wrestling. It's
yeah.
like almost like he has a ruler
yeah.
walking around being like, change your ways. I think yeah, change it. And the way he sounds when he says change it, fantastic.
Yeah.
I'd buy a change it t-shirt
yeah.
today.
Yeah, no, I was laughing out loud at the impotent change it. I'm like talking to my cat. Like my cat's meowing for food.
Yeah.
And I'm like, annoying. Change it.
Yeah. Submissive.
change it.
I thought that was great. When he's walking down the stairs, I really dug that.
Yeah.
He's talking about the lead up before that felt like classic. It's like Sheamus and Cesaro in the bar. It's like, all right, fine. Like, come on. Like, just... Although I didn't hate that conceptually.
No, no, yeah.
I did
fun.
Like that.
That's fun.
That's fun. I also like the House of Horrors match, by the way. If you, I think, I didn't like the execution, but conceptually, love, I mean, remember Randy Orton drove back to the ring? Come on, guys, that's fun.
Drove back shirtless.
There's tons of time for great matches.
Think about for a moment in time.
Yeah.
Randy Orton was wearing no shirt,
mm-hmm.
was wearing jeans. Did he actually drove? He got in the back seat or the front seat of the limo?
No, he got in the back.
The back seat. Yeah. So this thing, for a moment in time, there was just a shirtless, jean.
Yeah, they had a union driver on hand.
In a limo, en route. That's, I mean, that image to me is hilarious.
Yeah, I love it. Now, okay, so that's it. Daniel Bryan, I think Daniel Bryan is so close.
Yeah.
And he's got enough time before Mania for us to see... This might be Daniel Bryan, the new Daniel Bryan. We might see like whatever that means, and we might click into it. I still hope they're going for this Miz thing. I mean, I'd be so impressed with the writing if this whole like Shane McMahon Miz thing is just like kind of like a work, you know, a placeholder, and then Miz wins the Royal Rumble. I mean, Miz Daniel Bryan is still the match you want to see, right?
Yeah. I would love to see, yes, absolutely.
Is Miz a face now? He's kind of like, he's not as much of a heel as he was before, right?
So it's almost like there's like a spectrum of like heel and face, and then there's like these like recurring, like there's like the Jabron Zone is in there. There's like comedy act.
He's kind of more in the Jabron Zone than anything else.
Yeah, a comedy act is in that spectrum as well. He may just not be a good actor, so maybe that's why I'm picking up on this wrong, but like it still feels like he's trying to manipulate Shane, which would technically make him a heel.
Right.
But what I would love is for them to build up Daniel Bryan in a way where Miz, if he wins the Royal Rumble, to like knock somebody out of the ring and win, and then instantly realize, like, oh, I'm fucked. Like, I have to face Daniel Bryan now.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, who we got the Royal Rumble. It's in a couple. How far are we out from the Royal Rumble? I mean, my January 25th, I know that Friday is when my stand-up special comes out. It's that Sunday because it's the Friday before Royal Rumble. It's like 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
It's
2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks.
So we're like 2.5 weeks out from the Royal Rumble. Man, I don't even know who wins. It's kind of wide open.
Are you going?
I don't think I'm going to go, no. I got to figure out what I'm doing for it, but I was thinking about going, but I don't think it's going to work out. I don't think it's going to work out, okay?
Okay.
Now, I want to talk about Raw and SmackDown. By the way, just Raw and SmackDown in general, I got to tell you, this might be a hot take. I couldn't get into the shows this week. Yeah. I thought it was sloppy
hard.
City.
Yeah, it was hard.
Okay? I think there were a lot of cool, like the show opened up cool.
Yeah, the Hulu cut of SmackDown is good.
Okay.
It cut out a lot of bullshit. That. Yeah.
But there's a lot of like, it's a lot. It's very like the whole thing. We're still, it still feels like a little inconsequential.
Yeah.
And I still don't know. Listen, I still don't know. The McMahons showed up, but they're not there every week. Or like Triple H was there for a second, right?
Yeah.
He didn't come out. I don't know who's running, like what's going on Raw. I guess I like that it's like a little chaotic, right? Like Lashley is like popping in. It's like, but. I'm having a hard time following what they're doing. It feels like just a show.
Yeah.
Which if that makes sense.
Yeah, it feels like the teacher left the classroom for a second and everyone's just fucking yelling and throwing spitballs everywhere.
Right,
and,
but that's not the story. Like
but
if
it's
they
not the story
again,
at all,
here's an example of just say a line. If their line was like someone was like, these McMahons are not here. You know what I mean? And like, I don't know who's in Corbin. Even Corbin, show Corbin being like, I'm not the GM, but then who's running this? You know, right. No one's doing what I said I was doing. And then everyone's running in on each other's matches. And then, right? So it's a little bit like, I guess what they're going for right now is that the McMahons are like booking fantasy matches and like trying to draw things out of people. But I don't know. I'm a fan of the GM structure. Mm-hmm. I like structure of the show, and it feels a little structureless now in a way that's like making it hard for me to feel like I'm watching, right? Back when the ratings were low, at least I remember I said it like felt small. It was like oh, I'm watching like a well-crafted episode of something.
Yes.
Now it's a little hodgepodge for me.
Yeah, but so that's what I was saying.
That's what I was worried about.
That's what I was saying about liking Corbin in the GM role is because it gave that device of having Heath Slater be his crony.
Loved that.
Lets him be the focal point, and it gives all the faces different motivations they didn't have. It gives the heels different motivations. And yeah, it felt smaller. So it felt like the show is about eight people, and it's like that. It should be like that.
Right. Like, what have we, since then, we had the McMahons come out and like just shit on Corbin and like make a really great choice about their allegiance. You knew Corbin was a bad guy and he was growing as a performer. I wasn't a fan of him.
Right.
I'm just talking about the writing. He had like a mafioso mentality. Remember that? And like, he was abusive. abusing his power with Heath Slater, writing himself into matches where his opponent was just had surgery.
Changing the stipulations
mid-match. I
thought
that was cool. Yeah. And now you have the McMahons, which is what I said when the McMahons showed up a couple weeks ago. It was like, I'd rather have Baron Corbin than half-assing McMahons. Mm-hmm. And that's what in my opinion, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
We had Vincey Claus. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, is this what we want?
No.
No, that's not what I want. I wanted, like, a show that cares about its writing, and I wanted them to be like, hey, we run the fucking show here. This is the writing we think is good, and then have it pay off, mm-hmm. instead of just stopping it, and now they are they're in general disarray. I got a cash in on the McMahons. Let's check it out.
What up, Cow Nation? This is Corey Brown. I like the discussion you guys were having last week about why the McMahons had shown up and what does giving back to the fans mean. I have a theory that it means they're going to swerve us, obviously, and say, like, what we needed this whole time was them. But I think what ends up being the end product of that is who they're setting up to be the next huge babyface to take them on. Now, them showing that they want, like, AJ Styles and Rollins to kind of turn more bad, I don't know if that means necessarily go heel. It has me wondering. Who do you guys think they might be trying to set up to be the next Supreme John Cena type? I think they're setting up a couple tweeners, but the tweeners get over the baby faces the best usually. So I'm just wondering who you guys think that might be. And cheers up.
Next big face.
Cheers up.
Next big face is Matt Riddle.
Well, I mean, I'm on record as saying I think Matt Riddle is, once he comes to the main roster, is going to make a big impact.
Yeah.
That's, you know, my opinion here. Brock Lesnar is a complicated character because there's a power of Brock Lesnar, right?
Mm.
And Roman Reigns is gone now, and Roman Reigns took up a lot of, think about it, they invested a lot of time and energy and heat of other wrestlers in Roman Reigns. And right now we're in this place where Seth Rollins is now viewed as an IC champion. It's like his title reign never happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And in my mind, what they're doing is they're bringing Seth Rollins up to have, like, they're promoting Seth Rollins.
Okay.
And it'll be kind of wild when they promote Seth Rollins, and if he can kind of garner have the star power, and if he can tap into that Shawn Michaels energy, which I believe he can. Did you see Seth Rollins this week just do like a Young Bucks style backflip,
yeah,
out of the ring, where you think he's fighting one guy and he backflips onto the other guy?
Yeah,
that's like classic Nick Jackson move. And I was like, oh man, like Seth Rollins is such a bag of tricks that I'm like, it'll be so crazy if Seth Rollins gets over as the face. And I think that's who they're going to try to push, Seth.
Right, right.
But I think is that he cashed in over Reigns. Everyone hated Reigns so much, they had him cash in. And he was a big star, and his title run was awesome. And the whole J&J security thing. And then Roman Reigns leaves because of leukemia, and then they push him as a star, and imagine it works,
right?
And it's
right,
and you just go like, this could have just worked the whole time,
right?
Like, no disrespect to Roman Reigns, right. You know what I mean? But Seth Rollins he got that injury, he came back, he's piping hot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think he's. I don't see Seth Rollins to me. Is the face they should push, and AJ also. I don't know what they're doing, Corey. I don't really know. You know, I would say my guess is Seth Rollins and the babyface on Raw. Who's the babyface on SmackDown? Who's like the main babyface? John Cena? He was on Raw. You know,
Rusev.
I guess Rusev. Yeah, like who is Daniel Bryan's the champion? It's AJ. It's AJ, right?
Yeah,
but he already just finished his title run.
Yeah,
you know, he's hit the reset button on. I don't know. We'll see where they go. I want to talk about Becky Lynch for a second. Okay.
Yeah.
So Becky Lynch has a title shot at Royal Rumble against Asuka.
Yeah.
So that's I was kind of praying that didn't happen. And let's relate this to, I was praying that didn't happen just because I, I guess this means she's not in the Royal Rumble, right?
Right.
Like, you know, so, okay. Becky Lynch. Well, let's relate this to this Ronda Rousey segment. So Ronda Rousey cut a atrocious,
yeah.
did an atrocious job on Raw. She's had like two really bad bike moments in a row. I try to get, you know, that's always happens to Rousey. He's like, oh, that was bad. Ooh, that was bad. And then she has a pay-per-view. You go, oh, that rocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great. Changing the game. I mean, I'm a big Rousey mark. You know that. I'm not bailing on her. But, I mean, come on. Like, someone needs to tell her, like, it's, oh, take your time, put it in your own words, and if you mess up, stop and reset.
Yeah.
Right? Especially for the package.
Right.
If you're meant to say, she was trying to set up that Sasha Banks is like a hero.
Yeah.
And like right? And then she just said, Sasha Banks. Like, right? She went everyone knows it's Sasha Banks.
Yeah, I like.
And you're like, what?
Out loud, while watching it at home, she was like, you know, the real heart and soul of like raw Sasha Banks. And I was like, what says who?
Like, but also, oh, like somebody needs to, cadence, she needs coaching, yeah, on rhythm.
Yeah.
She needs to just go, like, I think it's going to surprise everyone who I think the heart and soul of the women's division on Raw is. It's not you.
Right.
It's not Nia Jax. Definitely not her.
Right.
It's Sasha the Boss Banks. Like, just that's not hard.
No.
I'm sorry. That's not hard.
Yeah. But instead, yeah, we get, I'll tell you, the heart and soul is Sasha Banks.
Breathe. So can we get coach her to just, yeah, breathe a little? Relax a little bit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think she'll get there if she stays in the business long enough. But yeah, like, so, all right, we have a Sasha, but more importantly, what I'm saying, Sasha Banks versus Rousey. It's don't worry, don't get fooled. It's not exciting for Sasha Banks. It's a placeholder match, right, that she won't win. But Ronda Rousey mentioned Charlotte and Becky. We will be getting the triple threat match at WrestleMania, so everyone gear up for it. And she mentioned it there, and we know Becky is not going to win the title from Asuka at Rumble.
Right.
Probably will have an interference of Charlotte or Ronda Rousey. We're going to get that going. None of them need to win the Royal Rumble. Right?
Right. Right.
And I think who's going to win the Women's Royal Rumble will be a new woman.
Yeah.
It'll be like somebody like
Kairi Sane or something.
Yes. Or Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
Right? Like something where it's like they need, you know, to promote new women talent. So, yeah. So we're going to get this match. And I'm sorry. I said this when this whole thing went down. I said I was worried about where they're going with Becky, and I'm still worried, and I'm more worried than ever.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of what Becky's doing is great. Social media, fantastic. Her Austin-style ring gear when she wrestles on SmackDown, love it.
Yeah.
It's almost like the man shirt. It looks like a 316 shirt. She wears like little shorts. I said that. I think that's cool that she's not... No one dresses like that to wrestle in, yeah, the women's division, you know?
Yeah.
It looks cool.
I know we don't like to talk. I mean, like, we're not a typical podcast talking about, like, quality of matches, giving matches stars. Like, we don't give a fuck about that. But
we care about the quality of matches, but...
Right, but, I mean, it's not something that we, like, crow about, but, like...
Absolutely.
This, I mean, like, there is a big wave of, like, female talent coming.
Yeah.
In NXT alone, right?
Right.
Not to mention, like, the fact that, like, women's wrestling is, because it's getting more attention throughout the world, it's, you know, it's allowing people to have these opportunities to grow and get better. Sasha Banks, like, when I'm watching a professional wrestler on WWE, why am I seeing them run, stop, duck, wait, jump? Like, I'm seeing all these moves like it's like I'm watching a dress rehearsal. They're moving so slow.
Yeah.
And it's like Sasha Banks, Naomi, who I love, big time offender of this, where it's like, somebody's in the corner. I'm going to run at them. Then I'm going to stop, plant my feet. They're going to duck. I'm going to jump. They're going to throw me over there. And I see all the stop, plant, wait, jump. What are you doing?
These women are going to come in. Shayna Baszler is going to come in and make you look foolish.
Well, Shayna Baszler is...
Kairi Sane is going to come in and make you look foolish.
I think Shayna Baszler is the... It will be the Brock Lesnar of the women's division.
Yeah.
And I think she is going to play a major role. It's up to her if she can get it together on that microphone. If I'm her, your wrestling's fine enough.
Right.
I'd go work on that mic. Work it. Go up to random people. You know that we talk about Save the Cat here?
Yeah.
You know, that guy in the book in Save the Cat, he goes... go up to random people in restaurants, big. Do you mind if I pitch my show to you?
Yeah.
And see how they respond, right?
Yeah.
He's like, do that. And like, I'm like, yo, go cut promos on random people. Like,
right.
Go work on this skill. Like, this is, these wrestlers neglect this. They're too busy fucking playing like Candy Crush on the boss or whatever.
They're pumping iron and eating.
This is a muscle you can work, not eat, like outside,
right.
All the time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Call up your friend and have a feud. Call up your friend who's great. Like, you know, I hope Shayna does that because she's way bigger than the rest of these wrestlers. She's not pretty like Charlotte. I'm not talking about her looks. I mean, right. Like, she doesn't, like, Charlotte is, like, literally, like, glammed up.
Right.
Right? She, you know, her look is like she's sparkle. She's got peacock feathers.
Right.
Shayna's more like an MMA fighter. Right. You know what I mean?
But yeah, I just hope that they... It's just a little disappointing that I'm like watching people who are supposed to be at like the top level.
Right.
And I'm seeing like the planning of the feet and the waiting and Dean Ambrose. I mean, I'm not even trying to like rip on the women. Dean Ambrose also.
Oh,
big time offender.
Jabroni.
I'm seeing him do these moves.
It's too telegraphed for you.
What the fuck?
Well, yeah, I've said, you know, yeah, I agree.
They got to step it up.
I agree.
Got to step it up.
I think sometimes that's like people who are like too obsessed with wrestling.
Yeah.
Like if you're trying to get it right, like if Sasha's like so obsessed with wrestling that it almost gets into like luchador territory,
right?
Where you're worried about, oh, I'm gonna do this, as opposed to focus on the fight element of it, where it's like this is supposed to be a fight.
But then you see guys, you see like speaking of luchadors, Rey Mysterio versus Andrade Almas on
fantastic.
I mean that match with. Yeah. I mean there's interactions where. Crisp, deliberate.
Listen, I tried to not make this a gender thing as much as, look, the men are doing some fantastic work.
No, and that's not my point, is that women outside of WWE, women in NXT are doing work that makes a lot of the main women on the main roster look foolish. It has nothing to do with the men. Mm-hmm. I mentioned them because you said luchador. I even mentioned them. Tony Storm, Io Shirai, all these people, everybody in the Mae Young Classic make Sasha Banks, Bayley, Nia Jax, Naomi, even Becky to a certain extent look foolish.
Yeah, I mean, I was critical of Becky's stunner. You saw that?
Yeah.
My stunner, I rewatched it. My stunner in the stand-up special, which was an impromptu stunner to a heckler.
Yeah.
Hashtag adult wrestling fan. Check it out. AdultWrestlingFan.com. My stunner in there is better than the one I saw Sasha give, Becky give to Charlotte.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but...
I think it's like, whatever... Like, I don't even...
But that's what I mean. That's why I prefaced it with, like, we're not this kind of podcast. I don't give a fuck.
I want to get into Becky. Yeah. It's a good point, but I want to get into Becky.
Yeah.
So, look. She's fully a babyface now, whether you like, she can be like, I'm the man, whatever. She's doing nothing rebellious.
Right.
What she did to John Cena was very tame.
Right.
Right? She didn't hit John Cena in the balls and cut his hair off. Right? Like, she didn't do anything like that. And we all just like her. And I feel like Becky thinks we like her because of this, the man gimmick.
Uh-huh.
And like, the man thing is cool, but it wasn't like, oh, she's calling herself the man. That's what I love about her. You know what I'm saying? And right now she's like, oh, I'm the man. And like now she's like, I've been wronged, you know?
Right.
But it's like, I'm not seeing enough badassery out of her.
Right.
Right. She's not the best in-ring talent they have. She's not the biggest, but she needs to be the baddest.
Right.
Right. And Ronda is called like the baddest woman on the planet. So like, what does that mean? Like, a couple weeks ago, they had AJ punch Vince. Why wasn't that Becky?
Right.
Why aren't they
great
not
point.
Just map Stone Cold to her?
Yeah.
She had the blood. Now, like that's just a way to go with her, which is like, she should start giving the stunner.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Like, it's not... now she's falling into this territory. Like, her promos are not as fluid, and I think because she's not as inspired by what's happening.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I could see her like, oh, like, what am I angry about? Where before, it was like, Charlotte... was like in my way. Everybody was in my way. And also, I'm not even sure why she's not the champion anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Like she dropped the title because of like that run. I don't know. I think like they were able to, remember that stretch? They had like 10 weeks in a row where Braun Strowman was like white hot.
Yeah.
And every week they kept thinking of new awesome things to do. I put it on my top 10 list of 2018.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'll flip a. He's like, oh, I flipped this, and then he found the cello, right. Which I think was the high moment.
Yeah.
Playing the cello like a guitar because yeah. He's so big. It was fucking, or the bass, with maybe cello or bass. I don't know. Upright bass. I don't know what it was. Yeah. But I'm saying Becky was so hot that I don't think it was that hard to figure out this writing.
No.
Cena, she didn't insult Cena nearly hard enough. They're trying to keep her like likability up, and it's a mistake. She needs to be insulting people. What we liked about, remember, what worked about Becky Lynch, what worked about her, right, was that she was ruthless against Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
She was willing, she said to Edge, I hope, don't break your neck on the way out. She needs to still be saying stuff like that, and we'll still like her.
Yeah.
She, stone cold, she was tapping into stone cold energy. And it's not easy to do that. You know?
Yeah.
And I hope that's where they're going with this. But are you seeing this or is it just me?
No, I see it. I definitely, when you said that she doesn't look inspired, that really resonated. Like that's, I think that's the most accurate way. Is it definitely seems like, oh, now I'm like just sort of like the shell.
Right.
And I'm like acting on like what the shell would do, not what like Becky would do. You know, I'm the shell of the man, of like the man gimmick.
Right.
It's like not, the heat isn't there as much for her personally.
Yeah. Yeah, so
yeah.
I don't know. To be honest, Charlotte is what Charlotte is like is hitting more than Becky.
Yeah.
Which again is what I said. Charlotte turning heel would kill Becky's heat. She needs to be the baddest one there. She doesn't necessarily feel like it. Charlotte was hitting Ronda a couple with kendo sticks.
Right.
Becky lost the match and like didn't look insanely strong in the TLC match from my memory.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even remember exactly the ins and outs of it, but it was all Charlotte stealing my thunder. Well, Charlotte was in that match. Then they added Asuka to the match. I don't know. I'm sure Becky will recover, and she's going to do fine. Again, she's locked in.
Right.
I've said this before. She'll be fine. Going into Mania, she's going to be hot. Everyone's going to love her. This is something, like, jump on this. Capitalize.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like she got hurt, and they missed... Like that, when she came back, it should have been, that's when the escalation starts.
Right.
But they missed the opportunity.
All right. So, I mean, look, a lot of things were just like kind of a mess on Raw to me. Like the Alexa Bliss segment was just a little, it was all just like a little sloppy. It was crazy. I'm remembering it all. It was crazy sloppy. Like Nia Jax came in and she's back to her like mean girl routine.
Yeah.
Right? She's like, and then like Sasha was like, was Sasha in the ring? I called her out. She was like, I'm not going. It was like, what is, like, guys, we're on TV.
Right.
Alexa Bliss is the only one there who's like proficient enough, and like she's in that host role, but it was like, all right, Nia comes out, then Sasha walks to the ring, and the timing here is so off. And there's people, it's like
she comes out, Nia Jax
comes
out.
These people need improv lessons. It is the truth.
I literally was at, yelling at my TV, going, I'm like, Nia, cheat out. You're like standing with your back to a camera.
Like, I think Nia Jax is like horrible.
What are you doing?
She's like on the. She is like a.
We're shitting on women too much
suck.
In this episode.
What?
We're shitting on women way too much in this episode.
Well, don't worry. We're gonna move on to Ambrose in a second. I'm not a Nia Jax mark. I'm not. She comes out. She's like an energy suck.
Yeah.
The same way Bobby Lashley is like it. Remember Bobby? at least Bobby. Remember how much I loved Bobby?
Yeah.
Do I have any, like, extra? Let me see. Do I have a Bobby Lashley?
My man.
I mean, I have this
WWE
one.
Champion, Jinder Mahal.
Oh, no, that's Kurt Angle. But I remember, oh, man, do I have an old Bobby Lashley? Remember when he got so weird? Remember he kept being like, water, my man, water.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley's such a weirdo. At least is that. Nia Jax, I mean, could you... Every time she comes out, it's a different gimmick.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm a mean girl. I don't know what is going on with her.
And
Ronda is fantastic, but so bad on the mic. And Alexa can only do so much.
Right. Yeah, the she's doing, Nia seems to be doing the thing that Stephanie McMahon does sometimes, where like she tries to get like the jab in. Like she tries to say something right off the cuff, and she steps on everybody else's lines, and it's like halfway said, and it just kind of like, yeah, sucks all the energy out of whatever they're doing.
I thought actually Sasha, if I'm looking for some positivity here, Sasha had, I liked, she said...
Bitch.
she said bitch, but it was like... To me, it was refreshing because it was like, all right, she's being like the boss.
Right.
Like she has like an attitude.
Yeah.
She's not like in a like a maybe lesbian relationship with Bailey. That was it, honestly, that's part of the writing.
That's the vibe?
No, you don't remember the writing where it was like, I love you. You don't remember that?
No.
You don't remember that like a couple months ago?
No.
They had a thing where they were like fighting. They were in couples therapy. And then she was like, it's because I love you. And then they became a tag team.
Oh, that doesn't read to me as lesbian.
I thought.
Chicks do that all the time.
We talked about that on here. Yo, I don't know women at all. But we talked about it on here where it was like, I think they might have been going for like a lesbian angle.
No, I don't think so. But I don't remember that. And I don't. That didn't read like that to me. Because like,
I don't remember specifically.
Peyton Royce and Billy Kay, it's like obviously what they're going for. But
you know what's funny? That doesn't even read lesbian to me.
That doesn't read.
No, that's like best friends.
No, but they call each other life partner and hold pinkies. I mean, what? How much else do you need?
No, because that's like, I just think they like read like a tag team.
No, you're nuts.
But Sasha and Bailey are like going to couples therapy and they like have like a, they have like a feud, but they don't actually throw hands. And then they start become the hug connection.
Yeah,
I don't know. All right. It's a little bit more like, anyway, whatever. Okay. Let's move on to, but I thought Sasha, look, I think we will see, I think if Sasha Banks, I think one day she'll do good stuff. All right. Let's move to Dean Ambrose, chain wallet. So like.
Chain Ambrose.
They had this like, Seth Rollins was like real angry. Right? He's real angry. He's real fired up.
Oh, man. What happened on Raw? Well, Seth Rollins is real angry.
He's real angry. And,
pretty much everybody's real angry.
And this is Donnie Recap.
Yeah.
You guys know my new character, Donnie Recap?
Oh, no. Which is
like, yeah, it's like Seth Rollins really angry. And then Dean Ambrose went to fight him. And then they fought. And, it was epic.
You're like my nephew describing like his Pokemon cards to me. He's like, this one does this and this. I'm like, I don't fucking care.
And then,
it is very childlike.
Yeah. Lashley showed up. He was also angry. And then...
did anything else happen in the matches, though? Like,
yeah,
was
lots of
just...
fighting punches, good kicks, a lot of good kicks. And then they went to a commercial in the middle. I don't remember the commercials. There was like one for
I don't need to
insurance.
Know about the commercial.
It's like a storyteller who's like, it happened on a Monday. No, it was a Tuesday because it was a Monday. Tell the fucking story.
Yeah, I don't need to know the commercials.
I just learned about the concept of a local ad, so I'm not sure what you saw. So, but then they came back
wait. I hate to dedicate any more time to this, but you just learned about the concept.
Yeah, I just learned about what a local ad is. I thought everybody saw about the car dealerships and in North Shore, Long Island. I thought everybody knew about Tony's Toyota. I thought we all knew about Tony's Toyota.
No, that ad, that's right for you. Look, you got to go.
Yeah. You mean me?
Yeah.
This was just me.
I wasn't even a character.
This is me. Yo, but Dean Ambrose, so Dean Ambrose, like, this guy can do nothing right by me.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to be, I try to find something else. Like, he got another promo, which was like, you're going to see why Seth is bad. Like, what is going on here? I still don't have any idea what this is. It's the least coherent told story. Yeah. And then, he's wearing a chain wallet.
But hey, at least he's gotten a shirt on.
I agree. It's better.
Steps.
Chain, but he couldn't just wear the pants.
Right.
He had to throw in something to piss me off.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's heel heat, but whatever.
It's the Jericho scarf.
I'm not a fan of Dean Ambrose at all. Can't wait till he drops that belt, and I hope he's not booked on WrestleMania. I'm not a fan at all.
But shirt off. Love it. Keep the shirt
and
off.
And he looks great. Yeah. He's in great shape. Okay, I mean, that's the main thing. Did you see that video of how Leo Rush takes a curb stomp from
Rollins. Oh, yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
He like almost did a headstand.
Yeah. He just does like a basically a flip. I thought the Brock Lesnar segment was super strange. It felt like their audio cut out.
Yeah.
And then Brock was just
Beastie
like,
boy.
Like, yeah, Brock just starts going like, yeah, let's go see. Let's go talk to him.
Yeah.
And then like Heyman is just like, Brock's like barely selling the gimmick. He's like,
Brock, I don't think we should do that.
No, I'm going to go.
Oh, you can't. You can't go down there.
No, I'm going to go.
Be reasonable.
I think I'm going to go.
Brock, no.
I'm going to, like, that's what I was. And then he just circled the ring and walked up. You're like, what are you, was he just trolling Heyman? Yeah. And it had nothing to do with Braun?
Hell no.
We actually got a cash in on this. Right, let's play cash. Let's play a cash in.
Hey, what's up, Jabroniacs? Happy New Year. This is the Carolina Bread Slinger, Turner Thomas, a.k.a. Hulk Hogan. Just got done watching Monday Night Raw and the Braun and Brock segment. I felt was kind of weird. You know, I was digging the whole split screen thing they were doing with Brock on one side and Braun on the other. But, like, Paul Heyman would say something for Brock, and then, like, 15 seconds will go by. Yeah. Braun just standing in the ring. He'll be like, well, won't you come down here, Beastie Boy? And then another 15 seconds will go by. Nobody would say anything. And then Brock or Paul would finally say something. It was kind of like watching or playing a video game where, like, you're playing story mode. Somebody will say something, and it'll say, like, press X to continue.
You don't
but nobody
X.
presses X, so nothing continues. So that's kind of weird. But anyway, just want to know what you guys thought about that.
Yeah. Cheers up.
Cheers up.
It's just me. Cheers up.
Yeah. Dude, that's. I think the audio cut. I think that's honestly what happened.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And I think what's his name? Braun was vamping.
Yes.
But I just want to put this in perspective for you. These are huge men. I think.
Right there, nice
women
right there.
Right
there.
Not gonna wait for nothing.
Got a blender, yeah.
Not gonna wait for nothing.
Oh man, I can't wait for it. Check out our bonus episode out now. Hey, when this is over, you can check it out. Us talking about Hell Comes to Frogtown. Shut your hole. That would be my catchphrase.
Yeah. Yo, it sounds like you.
Yeah.
That clip? Hit it again.
Shut your hole!
Shut your hole!
Oh, man.
Being prepared for a night she'll never forget! I'll see you.
Oh, man. Oh, that out of context, you don't
care. Yeah. I mean, even in context, is that great?
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
Hulk Hogan, by the way. If I could trade accents with you, I would.
Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, Hulk Hogan versus that slick Carolina accent.
Yeah. All right, anyway. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's what happened. But I'm saying, the thing I kept thinking is, like, when I was looking at Braun during that segment, and I was like, oh, all right, the technology's going awry.
Yeah.
I was like, he feels nervous to mess up here.
Yeah.
And, like, these wrestlers shouldn't be nervous about messing up. He should say stuff to fill the time. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's worried I'm going to say the wrong thing, and then they're going to take the rub off me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They need to be looser, and they need to be able to mess up.
If I'm him, if I'm Braun Strowman, I'm calling out. I'm like, looks like they cut your mic off because they're tired of hearing you run your mouth.
Right.
Why don't you come down to this ring and get your hands?
I'm not even kidding. I bet Brock doesn't even know what the segment is.
Right.
It's like, oh, Heyman, you're going to do it? Or I just stand there, yeah, and I go into the ring, and then I walk around it. I think, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Like, I bet this all happened. Anyway, I don't know. That's all I wanted to talk about for today. Anything you wanted to add, Newman?
Yeah. No.
No?
No.
You something you need to get off your chest?
I'm just the world's frustrating, man.
You want to talk about the world?
The world.
You want to throw us one antidote?
I just think... I'm ready. I went off this ride. That's
it. Whoa. Are you?
I'm not suicidal. All right,
never mind.
I'm not suicidal. Never I'm not mind, saying yeah, that. Never, I'm just saying it's just party's over, guys. We got to let's go home.
I'm trying to look for your Tibetan gong from the.
So you can reset my binaural.
I think it's gone. Just like all my good sound drops, they disappear.
It's gong.
It's gong. All right. Anyway, look. Let's get out of here. But guys, remember.
Yeah. You should get off the ride for that one. Yeah. My pun.
Yeah.
You guys,
you don't like my paranomasia?
Jabronis, Jabroniacs, Patroniacs, everybody, remember, adult wrestling fan.
Yeah.
My stand-up special comes out January 25th, Friday, the Friday before Royal Rumble in 2.5 weeks. It is the road to Cowmania, the official beginning of that. We will have Cowmania will be an actual event. Mm-hmm. WrestleMania weekend, so get your tickets, get your hitchhiker thumbs ready, heading to Cowmania in New York City. But remember, adult wrestling fan, that's the name of my special, but it's also a hashtag and it's a movement. It's like, we are now being proud of being professional wrestling fans. We are removing this ridiculous stigma that professional wrestling is less entertainment than any of this other jabroni stuff that you're watching. People hold professional wrestling lower than like Lifetime movies. People shit on professional wrestling to a degree that it's enough.
Yeah.
I've had a fucking enough.
Yeah.
These are some of the most talented people in the world. What other proof do you need that The Rock is the highest paid movie star in the world? He learned everything. He is the pedigree of a professional wrestler. He comes from a professional wrestling lineage, a whole wrestling family. And he is great.
Some would argue the wrestling family.
Right. The dude took over Hollywood. He is one of the number one fucking Disney movies. Yeah. I mean, what else can you do?
40 movies in the last 20 years.
So I want to see hashtag, I want you posting pictures, I want you posting videos, I want you posting whatever, audio. I want to hear you being a proud adult wrestling fan. Let's see if, take a video when people are talking about sports and you go like, hey, wrestling's better than sports. Listen, I don't want you getting into fights here.
Yeah.
Right? But whatever it means to you, how do you show us? How do we show the world? Right? Change the world. This is how we're going to change the world.
Yeah, you're here
hashtag
to show the world.
Adult wrestling fan. Show the world that you're proud of being a wrestling fan, and how do you do it? How do you do that in your community? How do you do that? So let's do that, and remember, there will be rewards for people who hit that hashtag super hard. So, let's show everybody what that means. Now, oh, Nosh, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, if you cash in next week, please let us know how you say the word encompass. Is it encompass or encompass?
Yes, that's the most important thing. And remember, hey, it's encompass. Encompass.
All encompassing. I say compass.
There you go.
Compass. I had to surprise myself.
Oh, so it's not encompass?
No.
We're going to do a poll. We're going to do a poll.
Anyway, you can watch my special at www.adultwrestlingfan.com. It's already live. Check out the trailer. Share the trailer. Remember, guys, this community, we are grassroots. This was funded by you guys. It's inspired by you guys. Share it. Go share it around. Part of being an adult wrestling fan is being proud that, like, hey, I think this thing is cool. I love wrestling, and here's a guy talking about why it's great. Share it. Share it on your platforms. I really appreciate it. And remember, you could watch my special right now if you're a Patreon subscriber at the Jaboniac producer level. And on January 25th, there will be an extended cut for Jabroniac producers, so you will be rewarded for supporting it, and you will get your name in the credits if you sign up before January 15th, okay? If you haven't done so already, our Patreon, there's so much value, there's so much content on our Patreon. You join, you get access to our bonus, you can get access to our bonus episode archives, which is hours and hours and hours of this, not to bonus content from us. So if you're sitting at the Helgi shop and you want us to fill your ears, not to mention the 9 to 5, 8-hour episode. Let me hear from you guys if you finished it. I want to know how many people have finished it, but the feedback on it has been amazing. And you can check that out all on patreon.com/comediansofwrestling. So yeah, a lot of announcements, but that's because we're doing awesome shit. We are on the road to WrestleMania and Cowmania. Mm-hmm. So I hope to see a bunch of you guys in New York, and I hope to see how you guys are going to show us that you are a hashtag adult wrestling fan. I'll see some of you guys in the bonus episode in a little bit. Hey, everybody, keep watching wrestling. Kisses.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.